the home with Jackie McMullen and Frank Isola, and Pablo Torre would like to welcome us all to the jungle. It's the first word. The NBA and the many varying messages we're getting from those around the NBA about the league trying to navigate opening facilities while each state has different levels of lockdown, while also looking into one location venues to pick up the season. There's a Vegas idea, there's a Disney World idea. Also, some unnamed executives, there may be no way to finish this past season, and next season should start in December. Meanwhile, LeBron James, you better believe we're going to finish this past season. Around the horn to you, Jackie McMullen. What are you hearing, and what do you think the priority should be? Finishing last season or starting a new, fresh season?
Well, the one thing I've heard consistently, Tony, from around people around the league office is this. They, of course, very much want to finish this year, but their top priority is to make sure they don't come off as an elitist group of NBA athletes that get preferential treatment over regular citizens. That's very important to them. They've figured out that they need thousands and thousands of tests if they're going to go forward with this loosely based plan they have to continue this year. I've been told that, yes, of course they want to have this year, and they want to have a champion this year. That's important to Adam Silver. But at some point, you don't want to bleed it into next season, because then you've affected two seasons. And that's one thing I think that the NBA will not do. The December thing, they've been talking about that for years, yeah, starting in December. So that's almost irrelevant to this.
So it sounds like you think the priority should be starting a new season, not finishing the last season. Frank Isola, how does that strike you?
On May 1st, to me, the priority is still finishing this season. We get into mid-June and they haven't opened up training camp. Then we'll have a different discussion. I do think it's interesting that LeBron James, the most powerful player in the league, said we're not canceling anything. He has more to lose than any single player in the NBA. This is a great opportunity for him to win a championship. And when it comes to the testing, remember, the NBA, I don't think, wants to be the first major league to dip their foot into the pool. Maybe that'll be baseball, because when the Nets tested positive, including Kevin Durant, everyone on the team got tested. The mayor of New York was very critical about that. The NBA doesn't want to go down that public relations road.
So you believe that there's a real sensitivity there as well. Pablo Torre, let me bring you in here. What should the priority be? Should it be finishing the last season or starting the next season?
Unlike LeBron, I'm sure the Warriors, for instance, would love to just fast forward to next season. But for me, give me the postseason, man. Give me the playoffs if we can get it. And look, I love SimCity-ing a biodome as much as anybody. But the word in 9,000-point font is, in fact, testing. And testing, they need 15,000 of these, allegedly. They say they can get it. They just won't get it because the public health concern, when it's not widely available, is too great. And so it's not up to anybody involved in all of these very detailed plans. It's up to our national healthcare infrastructure. And if we're betting on that, yeah, I'm going to bet the later term as opposed to the nearer.
Jackie, I accept your representation on starting a new season fresh, but how much fun would a tournament like, you know, an 8-9 matchup to finish the last spots into the playoffs and then play a tournament with 16 teams to finish last season so we can get a champion?
Well, I think those are all interesting things. The question is the runway too short to do it? What I'm fascinated about, and Tim Bontemps and Brian Windhorst wrote about this in detail, is the idea of sequestering everybody in Vegas or sequestering everybody at Disney World. We know those two places have facilities that can make that happen. Yeah. How do you keep them quarantined? Do you keep the families in? Do you keep the families out? All of these plans are just fraught with difficulty.
They are. But you got to have a champion from last season, don't you? All right, I got to give a point here. Only one panelist brought up the biodome. So there you go. Pablo Torre, today's champion. On the first topic, we move on to buy or sell now. And everything you guys just said about the NBA, that could apply to college football, too. And that's what buy or sell is. With universities one by one announcing plans to reopen for fall semester, does that open the door for the college football season? And does a season with no spring practice, uncertain summer training camp, make things more wide open? Or does it benefit the usual suspects? I say that because ESPN Analytics somehow punched up the numbers this week. Clemson, overwhelming favorite to make the playoff and win it all. And after Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, and Wisconsin. Pablo Torre, let's start with you. Do you believe that? And then if you can focus on Clemson, focus on Trevor Lawrence and the interesting dilemma he might have should a season start later and later, being the presumptive number one pick.
Clemson is the clear favorite, and I would tell Trevor Lawrence, you got to decide how generous you want to be, because his coach, Dabo Swinney, does not have a favorable opinion about players missing any part of any season. But if this schedule gets wonky, Tony, and they keep pushing and pushing and pushing back these games, Trevor Lawrence is going to have a very clear conflict between his professional future in the NFL and all the risks he invites by playing this weirdo schedule. And he doesn't need any of it because he is the surefire number one pick in this draft already.
Frank, I still, that seems to be shaking your head no.
Come on, Pablo, for a young guy, you seem to forget when you were really young. Players of that age don't think like that. What makes Trevor Lawrence great, he's a competitor. He wants to go out there and play. A year ago, Zion Williamson got hurt, and people were saying, do not return and play another basketball game at Duke. His opinion was, no. I enjoy playing. I want to be with my teammates. I want to win a championship. Trevor Lawrence will be just fine. The last game you see him play next year will be in the national title game.
Those don't have to be mutually exclusive. He should want to play, but also, does it behoove him to play in an uncertain season? Jackie Mack, you want to jump in there?
Sure. So this, there's a lot of interesting things about, first of all, the fact that Alabama's third, but that's a story for another day. I find that a little shocking. But Trevor Lawrence himself, let's just say, Frank, that in a shortened season, he gets a little ticky-tack injury and he's sitting out a few games and anxious to go back and play in the national championship game you're talking about. If I'm his advisor, I'm telling him, you know what, son? You've done great by Clemson. They've done great by you. Take a seat. Get healthy so you can be ready to be the number one pick in the draft.
That's how you would cancel. Something tells me Dabo Swinney might approach it a different way. But even with that, Jackie Mack, you'll get the point here, which means Frank, I saw the smile for a picture. There he is. There's that Frank face I love. Showdown, Jackie McMullen and Pablo Torre. And here we go, the robot revolution, Pablo. Some of the ideas on how to get around empty stadiums when games come back. We've seen the Chinese Professional Baseball League go with mannequin fans. Today's story, Sky Sports considering CGI fans for EPL games. All right, Pablo, do you make the argument for or against CGI fans?
I am against, and on behalf of the robot lobby, I need to clarify that CGI fans are not what we are about. What we want is something present, something tangible for these players to respond to. Give me fans from home on speakerphone before you give me Photoshop fans. That sounds terrible.
Fans on speakerphone? What is it? I don't even understand how that works.
Audio.
Well, yeah, okay.
Boy, geez.
Jackie,
yeah,
go ahead.
Nothing could go wrong there, Pablo, putting fans on speakerphone.
Exactly.
What a great idea.
Exactly.
Are you serious? Come on, man. The only thing worse than no fans, Tony, are fake fans.
Yeah.
Please, don't even insult any of us. I know this is difficult. We will get through it. Cheer next to your family. That's what we should all be doing.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jackie Mack. I think that was a showdown trouncing of Pablo Torre. You've earned 30 seconds of FaceTime. Enjoy it.
Thank you. So I've learned a little bit about myself, Tony, during this pandemic. For one thing, I've learned I can do push-ups on a bureau, and it saves my neck. I wish I'd learned this sooner. I also discovered late one night, because I watch way too much TV now, you can heat up your milk when you have your tea. It is so much better. I recommend this to people. Mm-hmm. You know what else I really like? Crossword puzzles, especially with ones with a lot of wicker furniture. I'm really not as unhappy as I thought I'd be. I'm doing okay.
There you go. You've learned a lot about yourself, and now we've learned a lot about you. And I believe I hear Violet Torre in the background, Pablo. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna...
I gotta.
I thought that was Pablo crying because he lost.
He's probably sad.
Go take care of Violet. We're on a weekend and a half hour break. The weekend feels just like normal days now, and vice versa. Neither is special. But we'll be back. SportsCenter Catch. Go take care of Violet. I'm crying.